Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Tuesday, the 15th of September, it is now 80. We've got those clear skies out there again this afternoon, a nice breeze. We are anticipating a warm-up over the next few days as we move into the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, which, of course, opens tomorrow evening. Temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 80s in here by Friday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday. I'll have more on that weather following this edition of the news. Well, Eric St. Ledger has announced his 2016 candidacy for Edwards County State's Attorney. St. Ledger has practiced law in the area since graduating from law school at Southern Illinois University Carbondale in 2011 and becoming licensed the same year. In the summers of 2009 and 2010, St. Ledger completed externships at the Edwards County State's Attorney's Office under current Edwards County State's Attorney Mike Valentine, who's not seeking re-election to the state's attorney's position. Mr. Valentine, of course, running for circuit judge. St. Ledger has also volunteered at the Union County State's Attorney's Office in Jonesboro during his third year of law school. St. Ledger is the younger son of Dr. Don and Kathy St. Ledger of Albion. He's married to Tania St. Ledger, the daughter of Mike and Lisa Dean of Albion. But again, Eric St. Ledger announcing his candidacy for Edwards County State's Attorney. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
September is the month to celebrate literacy and adult education. Won't you join us on September 15th at Frontier Community College for hot dogs, cookies, and soda? We will have the Lions Club train for the kids, games, and free books for every child who arrives. The event is from 4 to 6:30 p.m. in front of the Adult Education Building on the campus of Frontier Community College. Please come and join us. I hope to see you all there.
Hey there, everybody. Have you ever tried to get closer to God by simply changing your behavior? Well, a relationship with God is about much more than just the right do's and don'ts. Religion says to embrace new behavior, and then you can experience God's love. But relationship says to embrace God's love first, and then you can experience new behavior. When we truly receive God's love for us, our behavior will begin to adjust to reveal the results of that love. Let His love draw you close enough to change you. Hey, this is Chad Everett on the web at crossroadsbiblechurch.tv. Be blessed.
Gear up for fall means savings, and you can get $2,750 off a new John Deere 3E tractor. That's a new 2015 Tier 4 model with 32 to 38 horsepower. Or you can get 0% financing for 60 months and $2,200 off. Get a great tractor at a great price that's sure to make you and your wallet happy. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See McLean Implement for details. McLean Implement, putting you first, keeps us first.
Governor Bruce Rauner's administration has stopped paying health care claims for at least 146,000 state workers because of the budget mess. The Department of Central Management Services has halted funding for claims covered by the state's self-insurance plans, but payments will continue to private companies operating managed care plans for another 158,000 workers. Now, officials say it is unprecedented for the state of Illinois to stop paying claims. It's unclear whether health care providers will demand upfront out-of-pocket payments. Meredith Krantz is a spokesman for the Central Management Services. She says insurance coverage is important and administration officials, quote, understand how critical this benefit is to our employees, unquote. But she says the Central Management Service cannot cover the claims because there's no budget for the fiscal year 2016. In other news this afternoon, Donnie L. Pursley, 36, of Wayne City, was booked at the Wayne County Jail Monday on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. He posted $10,000 cash bond and was released pending a court appearance. Tad A. Keeling, 28, of Enfield, was arrested Monday by Illinois State Police on charges of failure to appear in court on charges of driving with no insurance and possession of drug paraphernalia. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports his office, along with the White County coroner, investigated a death at the Windsor Oaks Inn in Grayville Monday afternoon. Little after noon, police found the body of 51-year-old Stephen L. Ray of Marion lying on the floor next to his bed. Records indicate he had checked into the hotel the day before. When he failed to check out by the 11 a.m. checkout time, Motel personnel had to break the door chain to gain entry to the room. Sheriff Myers says Mr. Ray died of apparent natural causes, but the investigation regarding the circumstances of the death is ongoing. White County Sheriff's deputies and medical personnel responded to a location in Maunee where three individuals say they had been jumped by individuals armed with a pistol and two befores. One of the victims, 37-year-old Robbie W. Darnell of rural Carmine, had been hit in the back of the head with a 2x4. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital in McLeansboro following the 6 p.m. incident. Another victim, Jack D. Gates, 40, of New Haven, was hurt but refused treatment at the scene. A third victim, David W. Gates, 66, of New Haven, said the suspect swung a 2x4 at him, but he managed to duck and was not hit. At this time, no complaints have been signed against the suspects, with police unsure of their identity. Formal charges have been filed against a number of suspects in Edwards County Circuit Court. Justin W. Cleaver has been charged with a Class 1 felony of possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams but less than 15 grams of methamphetamine. He's also been charged with a Class 2 felony count of unlawful delivery of methamphetamine for allegedly delivering the drug to a confidential source. Kimberly G. Gothrop has been charged with a Class 1 felony, possession of less than 5 grams of meth. Evelyn J. Morris has been formally charged with aggravated battery. She is accused of striking a police officer, Mike Brown, in the chest. That alleged incident happened on September the 9th. Isaiah D. Tapia has been formally charged with unlawful possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, a Class 1 felony. It was September the 8th when an Edwards County Sheriff's deputy found Tapia in possession of a Kel-Tec brand 9mm handgun during a routine traffic stop for speeding on the Red Hill blacktop. And Craig M. Miller has been charged with domestic battery. He's accused of striking Tiffany K. Miller in the face with his hand during an altercation on September the 8th. WFIW News Time, 12:22.
Vaughn's Diesel is excited to announce that they have added a new selection of tires and are the Yokohama tire dealer for Fairfield. Vaughn's offers a full line of passenger, commercial, and farm tires at prices that can't be beat. They have 3-year warranties and 3-year roadside service on select brands. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's is located south of Fairfield on Route 45 across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
Fairfield Save-A-Lot would like to invite everyone to come up to the Rib Cook-Off located on the lot directly east of the post office this Saturday. Cooking will begin at 7 a.m. with judging at 4:30 p.m. Trophies and prizes will be awarded. Then the public is encouraged to come up and try all of the contestants' ribs for only $10 per person. Don't forget to stop by Save-A-Lot this week and take advantage of the low prices and great deals. Save-A-Lot on West Main in Fairfield.
A Crossville man died early Monday morning in a traffic accident south of Carmi. Skyler Lee Kirkendall, 29, died a short time after being transported to the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a local iron worker. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer says the two-vehicle accident happened around 5:15 yesterday morning on County Road 1400 near the White County Coal Company mine. Meyer said Kirkendall was on his way to work when he apparently ran a stop sign and drove into the path of a vehicle driven by 55-year-old Kevin Stokey of rural Carmine. Stokey was injured. He was airlifted from the scene to a hospital in Evansville for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The Frontier Community College Bobcats Athletic Department and Wayne White Co-op are co-sponsoring a night for Jerry Kinney on Monday, September the 28th at the Fairfield Community High School Gymnasium. There will be a cookout at 4:30 with the volleyball match between the Bobcats and Rend Lake College starting at 6:30. Admission is $2. All proceeds from the evening will go toward Jerry to cover medical expenses and other family expenses. Kenny is a lineman for Wayne White Electric. He was badly burned July 16th when he came into contact with a 7,200-volt power line near Orchardville. That accident cost him both hands. He was in the burn unit at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis for about 2 months. He's home now and continues to do intensive therapy as he waits for prosthetics, hopefully in the near future. Frontier Community College is hosting a big job fair in Fairfield. The event's been set for Wednesday, September the 23rd, a week from tomorrow, in the Workforce Development Center on the campus of Frontier Community College. That event will run from 2 till 6 p.m. The job fair is free for employers to attend and is a great way to network with potential new employees. With the news that AirTex is laying off a number of employees, organizers do expect a large crowd. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest opens tomorrow evening. It'll be Gospel Night, featuring gospel music in the entertainment tent at 6:30. Thursday's scheduled activities include the Fun Fest Prince and Princess Contest at 6:30, the Mardi Gras Band from 7 to 8:30 Thursday evening on the main stage. And Friday will be, of course, a return of an event that's been gone for several years, the Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, Friday night at 7. Of course, Fairfield Fall Fun Fest continues through Saturday. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1.50 a barrel today. They're paying $37.50 per barrel. We checked October crude oil prices a few moments ago, up 90 cents a barrel, trading at $44.90 on the mercantile. Now it's time to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up 174 points at 16,545. NASDAQ's up 39 at 4,845. In local and area death, 84-year-old Streamwood, Illinois resident Raymond Dixon died at 12:40 Sunday afternoon at St. Alexius Hospital in Hoffman Estates. Funeral services for Raymond Dixon are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Skylar Lee Kirkendall, 29, of Crossville, died Monday from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. He was a member of the Crossville Missionary Baptist Church and worked as an iron worker. Survivors include his parents, Rick and Peggy Kirkendall, his fiancée, Chastity Walker, sons Ethan Mercer and Cooper Kirkendall, a daughter, Mary Jane Kirkendall. They're all of Crossville. Brothers Joshua Kirkendall of Florence, South Carolina, and Luke Kirkendall of Crossville. His grandparents, Bill and Lois McLean of Carmine, and Roy Kirkendall of Alney. A nephew, Colton Kirkendall of Crossville. Aunts and uncles, Mike and Linda McLean of Annapolis, Maryland. Fred and Becky McLean of Patoka, Indiana. And Kathy Hart of Hillsboro, Illinois. Funeral services for Skylar Lee Kirkendall will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at the Crossville Missionary Baptist Church, with burial in Stokes Chapel Cemetery near Crossville. Visitation will be 4 to late Wednesday evening at the church. The Cook Chapel of Crossville is in charge of all the arrangements. 51-year-old Wayne City resident Jessica Dawn Talbert died at 5:41 Sunday evening at Good Samaritan Regional Hospital in Mount Vernon. A homemaker, she attended Olive Branch Baptist Church in Wayne City. Survivors include her husband Ryan Talbert of Wayne City, three daughters April Payton and husband Jared of Dahlgren, Cassie Henson of Keens, Amy Harris of Reinhard, brothers Jesse Hedden of Galesburg, Illinois, Chris Hedden and wife Faye of Sims, Russell Hefner and wife Deborah of San Antonio, Texas, Donnie Hefner of Wayne City, Bill Hefner and wife Twyla of Fairfield, and David Hefner and wife Lisa of Jeff. A sister, Stephanie Baker, and husband Robert of Keens, her stepfather Roland Hefner and wife Brenda of Wayne City, father-in-law Ronald Talbert, mother-in-law Lorene Talbert, brother-in-law Dwayne Talbert, and grandchildren Dutch and Auburn Payton, and one on the way. Services for Jessica Dawn Talbert will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at Olive Branch Church in Wayne City, a burial in Olive Branch Cemetery at Wayne City. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8 at the Olive Branch Southern Baptist Church in Wayne City, the Harry Funeral Home of Wayne City's in charge, the Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro's in charge of the arrangements. Dolores Ann Eblen, 84, of Creel Springs, died Saturday at her home. She had a long career in teaching at Sisney High School, Dodd School, Mount Vernon, and Homestead, Florida. Survivors include a son and daughter-in-law, Eric and Teresa Eblen of Creel Springs, a daughter and son-in-law, Lisa and Richard Vanegas of Marion, Illinois, 13 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, a brother, Joseph Osterman of Tampa, Florida, a sister-in-law, Irene Sledge of McLeansboro, 2 brothers-in-law, Noble Eblen and wife, Othela of Tuscola, and Harold L. Bob Eblen and wife, Anna of Mount Vernon. Services for Dolores Ann Eblen will be 1:30 Wednesday afternoon at the Wilson McReynolds Funeral Home in Marion, with burial in Rose Hill Cemetery at Marion. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service Wednesday at the Wilson McReynolds Funeral Home in Marion. Memorials may be made to the Daughters of the American American Revolution, DAR, and will be accepted at the Wilson McReynolds Funeral Home in Marion. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1230.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for getting me through some tough times. Work, school, kids, I mean, you have always been there for me. And I...
Are you talking to your Big Mac?
Maybe.
When you need them the most, you can always find tasty food and even tastier deals at McDonald's. Like the Big Mac sandwich with two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. For a limited time, get two for $5. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Right now, get any size soft drink at McDonald's for a dollar. Coke and McDonald's. Harmony amplified.
It's the real
price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
And that is time to check the Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high around 81. Clear tonight, low 56. Sunny Wednesday and Thursday, high of 83. Wednesday warming to 85 on Thursday. Partly cloudy Friday, high of 87. And then a chance of thunderstorms Saturday. Cooler, high 79. And cooler Sunday, sunny 76. Got up to 81 for the high yesterday, 50 our low this morning, and at 12:32 this afternoon under sunny skies, a nice breeze, it's 80. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.